Let's hear more about that report now from Women's Aid on the abuse suffered by women and children in their own homes over the past year at the hands of their partner, father or stepfather, and in particular a huge increase in the abuse of children being reported to them. Women's Aid provides help to women who say they're being abused at home. Their director is Margaret Martin and she's with us now. Margaret, thank you for coming in to us. 3,230 disclosures of child abuse to you last year. What sort of abuse and why are your members being told this in such increasing numbers, do you think?
Well, the type of abuse would primarily be emotional abuse, where children are being shouted at, being called abusive names, sometimes, in fact, even being urinated on, being threatened very often, seeing their pets being abused and seeing their mother being abused. So emotional abuse would be huge. Children would also be very often physically and sexually abused, but that would not be, those figures would not be as large. I think part of the reason we're hearing a higher level of disclosures in terms of direct abuse is what we saw last year was women talking more about children being in the home. And with the focus with Children's First and all the talk about child abuse, I think that's creating a space for women to be able to talk more about what's happening to them, but also what's happening to their children. And to talk about the difficulties they face even when they have left their partners. About half of the women that we would see would have separated from their partners, have left the relationship, sometimes for a couple of years, but the abuse unfortunately continues. And it continues particularly during access visits. And one of the things that we're really pushing for is that any arrangements that are made about any structures, the safety of the children and their mother needs to be prioritised over contact.
I'll come back to what you're looking for there in relation to legislative changes or otherwise. What do your members do when they're told these allegations of child abuse?
Well, a lot of the disclosures would be directly to the helpline. Some of them would be anonymous. They would be encouraged themselves to contact a social worker. If they're women we were working with, very often they're already working with social workers.
Are you obliged to contact social workers or authorities when you receive those allegations?
We would work with women. A lot of the time what we would be doing is we're working with women who are already working with social workers where they would disclose child abuse. We would encourage them to do so, but if they don't do so, we would do so. Because what we find is it's far more effective if a woman is involved and does it herself and supports that the outcomes are much better. But we would certainly always notify people. But a lot of the work that we would do, there would be social workers involved already.
I know you're calling for court sittings, as exist in some other countries, for cases like this to be made available on a 24/7 basis. But tell me about some of the changes that you want in relation to the law, and particularly access to children from spouses or partners who allegations have been made against of abuse?
Well, there's a number of things. We know that the domestic violence legislation is being reviewed. We know that the whole operation of the family law courts has been reviewed. And essentially what we're saying is we have 40 years of experience of dealing with domestic violence. Domestic violence is the most common context for child abuse. And that the voice of the child needs to be, I mean, we're not alone in saying this, needs to be taken into account. So when there's custody and access arrangements that are being put into place, the voice of the child needs to be heard in relation to that. Children, sometimes when they're coming to the end of their primary years or the early secondary school years, they're well able to talk about what they want themselves and how they feel. There are children that their mothers are reporting to us that they're self-harming, they're wet in the bed, they're having nightmares before they go on access visits. So safety needs to be addressed. We're not against contact, and very often women will be very keen to provide ongoing relationships with the children's fathers and will do their utmost to provide that. But it has to be in a safe context.
Margaret Martin, Director of Women's Aid, thank you for coming into us this morning.